on Wednesdays, we talk about health issues on this part of Day to Day, and the subject this week is obesity and high cholesterol. Earlier, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with Dr. Janet Pregler. She's a professor of medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, about new findings on fat and cholesterol.
Dr. Pregler, two new reports are out related to diet that have some interesting information and maybe implications for our future as obese Americans. Tell me about the one in the New England Journal of Medicine, which talks about a certain hormone. Describe it a little bit for me.
This was a very exciting study for many of us, although I would emphasize that people aren't going to be able to go out and ask their doctor for this next week. It's still being delivered, or I should say developed. This was a study of a gut hormone, which is called PYY, and I think they will think of a catchier name for this soon, so people will probably hear about it under a different name, that was infused intravenously into people who were both lean and people who were obese. And then take note, it's important how they tested this hormone. They gave people 2 hours in an all-you-can-eat buffet to see how much they would eat.
I love it.
And what was shown was that when people were infused with this hormone, they ate about 30% less. And this is very exciting because there's been a lot of research on hormones that affect the brain and affect appetite. But this is really showing us something that might have promise in terms of decreasing people's appetites and allowing them to lose weight.
Now, there's always a catch to this. Tell me the side effects make your, you know, eyeballs turn to green jelly and fall out or something. I mean, is this something that they're thinking practically in the future they might actually be able to have people use?
It has to be developed further. This was a very small study. There were only 12 people that were involved in the study who were obese and 12 who were lean. So obviously we've only tried this with 24 people so far. But I do think the reason this was published in the New England Journal was that it was really a breakthrough to see something we could infuse that could so readily affect people's appetites.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an earlier piece in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, which talks about the benefits of soy in diet and using soy to lower cholesterol. What does that entail and what are the benefits of it?
Well, I would have to say that this article in JAMA was a disappointing article to many of us who serve as primary care physicians. We've known for a long time that having soy in your diet will improve your cholesterol levels. The problem, in my view, with this study is that basically they were limiting people to a diet of soy for breakfast, soy burgers for lunch, and soy ratatouille for dinner.
That sounds so attractive.
Well, they did prove that if people were able to follow this diet, that they improved their cholesterol as much as by taking medication. However, we really have to ask, can I, as a primary care physician, go in and suggest to you as a patient, I want you to basically eat packaged soy supplements for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the rest of your life? And the answer is that just doesn't seem like a relevant research finding. One of the problems that we have is that, as we all know, there's an epidemic of obesity, but yet, as physicians, we don't have much to offer patients. If you look at every study that's ever been done on quote-unquote diet, once you're obese or once your cholesterol's high, only about 5% of people can stick to diets over a long term. In other words, the years and years, the rest of your life that you need to make significant reductions in weight or cholesterol. So we really need to help those people through other mechanisms, as an example, perhaps through developing new medications. But I think we also need to focus on the fact that once people are obese, we're facing a very difficult problem. We really need to look more at obesity prevention. What are we doing about the diets of young children? What are we doing about the public health and industry perspective that is making people obese in the first place?
Dr. Janet Pregler is professor of medicine at UCLA and the director of the Iris Kanter Women's Health Center. Dr. Pregler, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks to Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates for that interview.